Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to chat with you about expectations. I want to talk about it because I feel like not enough of us actually stop and think about it in a really practical sense. And no one really takes the time to think, okay, my emotions are so heavily influenced by the expectations that I put on every single part of my life, whether it be business, relationships, friendships, family. We put so many expectations on all of these things, and then we wonder why we're disappointed or we feel like we're let down. And it's such an easy answer, but not enough of us realize how much power we actually have when it comes to how we feel and our outlook towards life. And that is why I want to have a little chat with you all about it today. I want to throw many different examples at you so that you get an idea of my point. Before I even talk more about it, I'm going to put you in the scene, make you feel the feels, understand where I'm coming from, because I know for a fact we've all been here before. It's Valentine's Day. Everyone on social media is being sent roses and chocolates and bears, and their partners are going to great lengths to make it known that they indeed are loved. And then your partner comes home and he doesn't have anything for you, or he has a simple card or a simple single rose, and you're disappointed because you thought he would put more effort in or he would go all out, but he didn't. So you're disappointed and that starts an argument. Next example. You haven't seen your boyfriend or your girlfriend, let's just say boyfriend for this example, you haven't seen your boyfriend for the whole week and it's the weekend and you're so excited to see him because it's been so long and you've been fantasizing about all the fun things you're going to do when you see him and all the cuddles you'll have and the nice food you'll eat and all the cute dates you'll go on. And then the weekend comes around and he's exhausted. He's had a busy week. He's been doing lots of stuff. And then he just wants to chill, relax, and do nothing. So you're angry at him now because you had these ideas in your head that when you finally reunited, it was going to be amazing and you get up to all this fun stuff. And then the time comes around and he just wants to sleep because he's exhausted. That's not his fault, but you're angry because you had expectations that weren't met. Next example. Someone at work does something that really upsets you. They go behind your back, they speak to your other colleagues about you, they're doing really like nasty stuff, and you're really upset because you had expectations of the people around you, your work colleagues, that they would treat you the way that you would treat them, which is with respect and common courtesy and just, I mean, you wouldn't gossip, so you had the expectation that other people wouldn't gossip either. But of course, you're let down now because you had an expectation that wasn't met. You and your friend have plans to go to a concert or to a dinner or something, and they have to bail last minute, and maybe the excuse they gave wasn't good enough for you, and you feel disappointed by your friend because you expected them to follow through, you expected them to be as excited as you are about this event, and you expected that they would follow through with the plans because that's what you would have done. So you put expectations on them and now you're disappointed and upset because they weren't met yet again. Perhaps you're now 30 years old, you just had your 30th birthday and you're single and you really, 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 really want kids, and you've expected that by now you'd be in a long relationship and you'd have kids, and because you're not in that situation now, you're disappointed, you're upset, you feel like you've failed because you put an expectation on yourself. Or maybe it's business. You thought by now your business would be profitable, but it's not. You're still working really, really hard, yet still not seeing the money come in. So now you're disappointed, now you feel like you've failed because you haven't been able to meet your own expectations. Maybe it's something small, like you've been at home all day, you had a few things you needed to do, you didn't get them done, and now you feel like a failure because you didn't meet your own expectations. I'm going to start repeating myself now because I've said meet your expectations 1,000 times in the last few minutes, but hopefully you get my drift. Expectations rule our lives, they rule our emotions, but yet no one really speaks about it because I think it's almost like perhaps we don't realize that it's actually all in our control. It's because our expectations are so subtle and I guess they're kind of like a way for us to move forward. They're like little mini goals. They're ways for us to measure our success. Are you progressing in your relationship properly? Is your partner doing the things that you thought he should be doing or she should be doing in order for your relationship to mature and grow deeper and stronger and longer? Are you moving forward with your business? Are you making more money? Are you close to getting married and having kids? They're definitely like little tiny success markers. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having that mindset and setting little goals and wanting to, you know, further your relationships and your business and become more successful in any different part of your life. But I think perhaps we're putting too much emphasis on them and we're not leaving ourselves any room for error or any kind of buffer. It's like you hit that goal or you don't. So the odds are really high and you have so much more to lose if you think this way, if you don't have room for mistake and room for error, because we're human. Like, you can't control everything and everyone. As much as we would all love to do that, we can't. So if you don't take that into consideration, you're ultimately going to end up disappointed, as sad as that sounds. I know I've had to learn this lesson myself many times, and I'm absolutely sure all of you guys have had to learn this too. You can't expect people to behave the way you would. You can't expect them to do the things that you would do, to treat people the way that you treat them, to say things that you would say. They're their own person. So as long as you're expecting them to behave a certain way, you're going to get disappointed. Hey, I mean, of course they might do the right thing, they might meet your expectations and you'll be like over the moon, but what goes up must come down, and the sooner we realize that, the better. Now, I'm not condemning expectations. I think they are important because they can also set the standard for how we allow people to treat us. If you expect to be treated with respect, then when someone doesn't treat you with respect, you know that there's something wrong. Whereas if you didn't have those expectations, then you wouldn't have an issue with people treating you badly because you wouldn't expect them to treat you a certain way. So if they treated you badly or well, it's whatever because you don't really know what to expect either way. So yeah, expectations are important. They certainly have their place. You should expect people to treat you a certain way, but not to the point where you expect them to have certain behaviors or do certain things. It's a matter of expecting, like, I expect people to treat me with respect, to be polite, and to treat me how they would like to be treated themselves. I don't know exactly what that looks like in terms of I don't meet someone new and wait for them to do certain things to show me that they respect me. I can just tell and I can get a feel if they don't. A lot of us tend to put too much expectation on people. Like, yeah, again, for example, I expect Reese to be affectionate towards me because he's my boyfriend, but I don't expect him to hug me 5 times a day, to kiss me 5 times a day, to buy me chocolates every single day. I don't know how he's going to show his affection. I just expect it to a certain degree because that's part of being in a relationship. So expectations don't need to be ruled out. It's just a matter of what kind of expectation you're putting on other people or circumstances or whatever it may be. Now, you all know by now that I consider myself to be an optimist. And this next sentence may contradict that because it's going to sound very pessimistic, but it's not. As I get older, I've come to realize that having little to no expectations is much more liberating than having a lot of expectations. Because if you go into a situation with little to no expectations, then you're more likely to be impressed or pleasantly surprised. It's like when people underestimate you. Most people would rather be underestimated than overestimated, right? And that's because there is that buffer there. You have space to prove someone wrong. No, that's the goal, but hey, it does feel nice to prove people wrong. Whereas if you're overestimated, you have little room for failure because people already think that you're going to do this and do that. And if you don't live up to that, you're going to disappoint them. So you'd rather people expect less of you and be pleasantly surprised than expect a lot of you and then be disappointed. And that's the same thing with going into new situations or experiences or relationships or anything in life. It's not about going into it thinking this is going to suck, this is going to be bad. Like, that's pessimistic, that's pessimism. But if you're going in saying, I'm open to this experience, I don't know what to expect, I'm open to being surprised, I'm open to new experiences, I'm just, yeah, I don't have any preconceived ideas about what this is going to be like, then more often than not, you're going to be pretty happy with the outcome. There's a quote that says, when we stop pressuring others with our expectations, we create an opening for them to spontaneously respond positively to us. Which is true. If you expect nothing of someone, then when they actually do something really, really nice or lovely, then you're more inclined to really, really appreciate that way more than you would have if you expected it of them. You can only be impressed if you don't have any expectations. Of course, as I said before, you need some like minimal expectations, but when it comes to someone's actions, that's when I don't think you should be too focused or tunnel visioned on one particular outcome, because as we've been talking about in this video, that's the quickest way to have your heart broken or to feel let down or to, yeah, just feel anything less than happy. It's also worth saying that instead of expecting things from people, we should just be grateful for what you currently have. Like, stop wishing for something else or wanting something in the future or needing something or looking further ahead. Just stop and take a step back and look around you and actually appreciate everything that you have in your life thus far. Like, everything you have created for yourself. Obviously, there's going to be some bad stuff, but the majority of us are living, breathing. We have a roof over our heads. We have food in our stomach. We have clothes on our backs. And I know it's cliche, but those are the things, as small as they are or as mundane as they may be, or as much as we take them for granted, that's the word. Yeah, they're still incredible. And that is enough. That is seriously enough. It's nice when people do nice things for you or you reach a business goal or a personal goal, but that shouldn't be the focus. The focus should be how far you've come so far, who's around you, how loved you are, how much you have grown despite all the challenges you've faced. Like, that's the good stuff. That's the attitude I have with my life anyway. And it's also a case of expecting bad things to happen sometimes. Like, if you're going to expect good things to happen, then you've also got to expect bad things to happen. And that's not pessimistic, it's just realistic. You cannot have good without bad and bad without good. Everything in life is a cycle. Good things happen, mediocre things happen, bad things happen. Good things happen, bad things happen. Good things happen, good things happen, bad things happen. Everything is a cycle and nothing is going to be amazing forever. Whether it be having arguments with your partner, losing a bit of money, breaking up with someone, losing a friend, and then you might find a new friend, find a new partner, or mend the relationship and may become stronger. Like, everything is a cycle and there's good and bad in everything. So while it's of course reasonable to want good things to happen to you and to expect that good things might happen to you, and of course they will, 100%, but it's, as I said earlier, expect good things that will happen to you, but don't focus on how exactly that's going to manifest. Just focus on good things happening to you, let it go. If bad things happen, cop it on the chin. Who knows? It could be redirecting you back on track to the correct track. You never know how these things work. I just think if you keep an open mind, you're always going to be safer than having tunnel vision on an outcome that you can't control. Keep an open mind, expect good things to happen to you, be grateful when they do happen, and even if it's a bad thing, just keep focused, stay focused, you'll get there eventually. Some roads are rockier than others. Stay focused. Anyway, this is a bit of a shorter episode. There isn't as much I need to say. It's very, like, straightforward. Hope you enjoy this shorter episode anyway. I did want to include some more, like, bite-sized content, even though it still is, like, 15 minutes so far. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you all. If you did, please don't forget to leave a review and a rating and subscribe if you haven't already. It means the world to me. I sincerely appreciate it. Hope you all have an amazing day, and I will speak to you all next time. Bye, guys.